Cabinet Post, and what do you make of that?
Well, it's flattering, but like I've told other people, don't bet your retirement on it happening.
Are you interested in the Interior Secretary position?
The only thing I have talked to people about is what I would like Interior to do. There are many things that Zinke started, I think, need to be considered and move forward, including like the reorganization, potential of moving some of those decision-making priorities out to the west where the people live and the land actually is, like BLM, official wildlife, and Utah is still a prime candidate if that were to happen. So keeping those priorities that Zinke started, I think, is important, and I've tried to communicate that to the White House.
Would you have any hesitation, if you'll forgive me for asking this, Congressman, in serving in a Trump White House?
I really haven't thought that through because I don't think it's going to happen. So we'll cross that bridge when it happens.
Let's talk about the government shutdown. What's going on right now? I know you had a chance to join Dave and Dejanovic yesterday and kind of talk about the border wall and the concerns and things like that. What needs to happen next so that the government can get back open and we can get this all resolved?
The sad element is it's a procedural question, not a policy question right now. This is a sad shutdown because it did not need to happen. There was a majority of House members and Senate members that would have voted to keep government open and fund the security efforts on the border before Christmas. The only reason it didn't happen is because the Senate filibuster rule, which demands 60 votes to do anything. When people ask why there was a Republican president, Republican House, Republican Senate, and still nothing got done on this issue, it's because of that Senate filibuster rule. And this crisis is here because of the filibuster, and there are going to be future crises coming up time after time as long as we maintain that filibuster. Both Trump and Obama have editorialized against the filibuster rule. Until we recognize and change that procedural tradition over in the Senate, this is going to happen time after time after time.
I think
that's why it is so frustrating to me, and that's the key element we should be talking about, why this happened in the first place.
Many people, all they see is finger-pointing. They see the president pointing at the Democrats. They see the Democrats pointing at the president, and they don't see the procedural element of it.
I know, and that's what I feel is sad. And that's like when I taught school and I taught procedures to kids, their eyes glazed over, and that's probably what happens with most people listening to your program. If I talk procedure, their eyes glaze over. But that procedure caused the problem, and it has caused problems in the past, and it's going to continue to cause problems until we really realize that's the root issue. That is an anti-majoritarian abuse of power over the Senate to allow a small minority of senators to stop something from happening. And now we are in a greater problem simply because what could have been solved before Christmas.
Does Mitch McConnell carry any responsibility here, Congressman?
Republicans carry responsibility also because they're not pushing to get rid of the filibuster. So we need, that's why this public debate on the filibuster and how negative it is and how unconstitutional a tradition it is needs to come before the public so they realize there is a root problem here that has to be addressed.
All right. Thank you, as always, for your time, Congressman. Congressman Rob Bishop with us here on the KSL Newsline on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
KSL Newsline now 8:49. We're still following emergency triple team traffic, which is brought to you by the Retirement Planning